We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We are thankful that you are in our audience. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Our Father, we thank you for the precious Son of God who came into this world, suffered and bled and died on Calvary, rose again the third day to make it possible for us to be changed. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're trusting that wherever our program is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
Our subject for today's broadcast, patience. And our text of scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Patience is the quality of being patient as the bearing of provocation or annoyance or misfortune or pain without complaint, loss of temper, irritation, or the like, an ability or a willingness to suppress restlessness or annoyance when confronted with delay. Now, we are told in the scriptures, God is a God of patience. We read in Romans chapter 15 and 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, to be in Christ Jesus. So we want to be like God and have patience as God has. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, to Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, in Romans 15 and 5. Now, Christ is also set forth as an example of patience, for we read in Isaiah 53 and 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her dear shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. And we are told by the Apostle James in 5 and 10 that the prophets were also examples of patience. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Now we are also told, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James chapter 1 and verse 4. And we read in Romans 5 and 4, patience produces experience, and experience hope. What kind of a life would a person be living if they have no hope? There is something in hope that blesses and helps us. And Paul said here in Romans 5 and 4, patience produces experience, and experience produces hope. And again, patience produces hope, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And that's Romans chapter 15 and 4. So again, we need hope to face the realities of life. And we also need patience. To suffer with patience, we will be doing good and acceptable in God's sight. We read in 1 Peter 2 and 20, for what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, that is acceptable with God. So the Apostle Peter tells us, whenever we are buffeted for our faults and we take it patiently, there's no real glory in that. We're doing only that which we should do. But he said, if we do well and suffer for it, you then are doing that which is acceptable in the sight of God. Now, patience may be increased, and how many of us will admit we need more patience than what we have today? By constant exercise, we can increase in our patience. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, notice that word abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter has mentioned a number of things here that will help us to grow, not only in patience, but in other parts of our living. And we need to have these graces in our heart. Let me read that statement from Peter again. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. By passing through deep trials, we can have an increase in our patience, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations worketh patience. And that's 2 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. Knowing of this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And we do face things that causes us to have to try our faith and to use our faith. And if we will do that, it will add to our patience. Now, patience must be exercised. It isn't something that we just talk about, but it's something that we experience. It's something that we have, and it must be exercised in running the Christian race. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Yes, the Christian life is a race. Back in ancient Greece and earlier times, those who were preparing for races, they used to put things on their feet. They would tie weights on their feet, and they'd get out there and they would practice. But when it came time for the actual race, they would lay aside those weights that they had been using to practice. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12 and 1. In bringing forth fruit, we need patience. But that on the good ground, and this is a part of a parable, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it and bring forth fruit with patience. So we read in Luke chapter 8 and verse 15. Now in doing well, we need to let our patience be manifest. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So we read in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Now in waiting for Christ, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. So we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 5. Now in tribulations, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So we read in Romans 12 and 12. I realize these verses speak of some things that are not so easy, but again, we need to grow in our patience. And if we will put forth that effort, exercise, as one verse says, really exercise ourselves in patience, then we will grow in our patience. And in receiving answers to prayer, we read about Abraham, so that after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 15. Do you realize that God promised Abraham a son when he was 75 years of age, and that promise was not fulfilled until Abraham was approaching 100 years of age? So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Yes, after 25 years, his son Isaac was born. Patience should be accompanied by faith, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Again, that's 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 4. And with joyfulness, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Colossians 1 and 11. Again, I say these verses speak of some things that are not all that easy, but we can have God's grace and help if we will put forth the necessary effort to have these things. Now, our text said, be patient toward all men. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn of them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, and support the weak, be patient toward all men. Again, that's our text, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. Now, I'd like to give you some quotes at this time. I believe that a trusting attitude and a patient attitude go hand in hand. You see, when you let go and learn to trust God, it releases joy in your life. And when you trust God, you're able to be more patient. Patience is not just about waiting or your attitude while waiting. Joyce Myers, patience and perseverance have a magical effect before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish. And that's a quote from John Quincy Adams. To learn patience is not to rebel against every hardship. And that's Henry Newman. Teach us, O Lord, the discipline of patience. Trust, teach us, O Lord, the discipline of patience, for to wait is often harder than to work. And that's a quote from Peter Marshall. Now, again, we are quoting from different sources. Trees that are slow to grow bear the best fruit. The two hardest tests on the spiritual road are the patience to wait for the right moments and the courage not to be disappointed with what we encounter. He that can have patience can have what he will, so Benjamin Franklin said. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet, so Aristotle said. Patience is power. Patience is not an absence of action. Rather, it is timing. It waits on the right time to act, for the right principle, and in the right way. Only those who have the patience to do simple things perfectly will acquire the skill to do difficult things easily. Christian patience keeps us on the path toward an ever more perfect love, especially when obstacles threaten to knock us off this path, or anger and distractions make us forget where we are going. Here, patience gets us a quiet, specific, protective charge. It protects us against sorrow. And now this is entitled, I Asked God. I asked for strength, and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity, and God gave me brawn and brain to work. I asked for courage, and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience. God placed me in situations where I was forced to wait. I asked for love, and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed. My prayer has been answered. And so we are servants of, we who are servants of God need to grow in our patience, for it is a very important part of living the Christian life. I know that patience is not always easy to manifest, but we need to manifest it, because we not only need to be patient with others, but we need to have others to be patient with us. None of us are without faults, and we do make mistakes along the way. So we not only need to be patient with others, but we need to have others to be patient with us. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for the precious Word of God, and we're thankful for the privilege of sharing various verses of Scripture with our congregation today. We trust the Word and the thoughts presented have been a blessing and an encouragement and a help to our precious congregation. So may the Holy Spirit accompany our broadcast, bless hearts and lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It has been a privilege sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And if it has been an encouragement and a help to you, we'd be thankful if you'd write and let us know. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I remind you that on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have an archive there of a number of years of the magazine, and I'm sure that you can find messages there in those magazines. That would be an encouragement and a help to you. We also have an archive of a number of years of our broadcasts that you can download and listen to. And also, we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Give us bread and manatee.